singing about goodbye, world goodbye. Amen. Amen. Thank you for all the elevation there, Marnell. Just
unfortunately, it's gravity.
Okay.
Something about mass.
I don't know. Matt, if you'll come up here and read this scripture while I look for a pair of glasses. Anybody know? I can see my notes because, oh, here we go. There we go. There we go. Thank you. Wow. Whoa. You know, in being around God's house, being around God's people, especially around certain times in our life that are so trying, they're so challenging. What a joy that He loves me and He loves you too. The things that we read about in the Bible, and so many people, they'll say and they'll make comments about, I don't understand it. It's difficult, and I know it can be. But please ask God to focus your mind and your heart for the simple truth that God loves you. He sent His Son to die upon a cross for you and for me. And simply my acceptance of Him as a personal Savior, I'm glory bound. I am glory bound. I know just a few weeks ago in saying goodbye to Brother Joe Vogel and thinking of him dancing up in heaven, I know Pastor John, and I would go visit him. And you know, it's different when you go visit a minister. It's a little different. I went one time and they had a wonderful luncheon for ministers here in the area. And they had, and the first thing they did, they got all this wonderful. And what they did is they brought in a preacher who's going to give this wonderful sermon. And it's good, except that all these preachers are sitting around going, that's what we do. That's what we do. So with Pastor John, when I would go and visit with him, trust me, I was always much more encouraged myself, I felt, than me encouraging him. Because he always had such wonderful things to say, such positive things to say. And I would talk about hunting. Because he loved being an outdoorsman. I would talk about fishing. I walked in one day and I had wrapped over a small blanket over the first shotgun that I'd ever used in my life that my father gave to me, and I had to bring it in. Now, Carol was so happy that I quickly made it into the townhouse so people would not see me walking across the parking lot with a shotgun to go make a pastoral visit. And it just seems like the more I study, the more that I hear, the more that I move by the Spirit of God, I am constantly returned to the simple, basic things. Today I'm going to read for you in the book of Colossians in the first chapter. This is the Apostle Paul talking in the 25th verse of the first chapter of the book of Colossians, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. The mystery, and this is what we're going to talk about in that 26th verse. It says, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to His saints. To them God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. I'm going to repeat that. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end I also labor, striving accordingly to His working, which works in the mightily. Heavenly Father, I ask a special blessing under the reading of Your word today. Just for a moment, allow us to just focus upon the truth that you have for each and every one of us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen, amen. Wow. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Remember now, Paul is writing a letter here to a church who is going through some difficult times. There's all this different philosophies going around. The apostle, instead of talking and arguing and trying to lay out a simple case against what was being taught, he didn't do that. He just sent a letter that did nothing more than lift up the name of Christ Jesus. I finally learned at my age that arguing with people over religion, it just don't work, folks. In my heart of hearts, in my mind, I simply ask God to allow me to have the light that He gives me to shine through. It is the greatest testimony or argument that you can make, is simple living for Him. I know the fellows around church here, and I give them a hard time. I tell you, those two fellows that were up front here, what were the name? Buddy and Earl. Yeah. Think the world of those guys. And they are dedicated to their service in the house of the Lord. When talking to them and hear them talk about each other, you may not know that. And that's the way it should be, because I hate to tell you, but that's the way guys are. That's the way that Pastor John was. And I enjoyed my visits with him immensely, immensely. Because we talked about everything. We talked about everything. So many times we'd come in and make that effort on a Sunday morning. And even leaving the church there, either with a walker or being helped out. And there would be Carol and there would be Sylvia. And I'd say, Pastor John, I'd put a hand. I said, well, you got your work cut out for you this week with these two. And he said, yes, brother, that is correct. That is correct. And I want to say here that Carol and Sylvia, you have been given a gift. There's hardly a greater gift than I can ever think of than a person who has been given to them a wonderful, wonderful friend who is there through thick, through thin, who is there no matter what the time of the call, no matter what the situation, no matter what the demand is, she has been there for you. And I believe that she is a gift from God. Thank you so much. In this church, there was false teaching going on. Kind of like what you hear every time you turn on the internet today. But I'm here to tell you that this book that I have open in front of me, it is the rock upon which the church is built. The teachings, the simple teachings of Jesus Christ. And it is a concept that just did not register, especially with the Gentiles. How could there be a Jewish man born who would die upon a cross, who days later there would be an empty tomb, but then 40 days later that would come back in the form of a Holy Ghost that would live inside of you. He lives, He lives, He lives. But also this says that He lives in me. And He lives in every believer. The timing, and I won't go into all that about John's passing and calls were made this week and visits were made and just different details were taken care of, but I am here to tell you without a shadow of a doubt, it was God's doing. God has His hand upon it all. It is amazing when there's a task in front of you that you don't quite think that you can handle, I don't know if I'm up for that. I don't know. Well, I'll tell you one thing. There's a God that lives inside of you that can allow you to perform tasks that you can't even fathom in your mind and your heart. There's one thing to know about it. There's another thing to simply do it. People always want to give their opinion on, no matter what the subject is. I told the guys at work, look, the Charlie Wood you see now is going to change. He's going to be a slimmer Charlie Wood. Rolando turned to me and said, in our country, you only have to give up three things to lose weight. A fork, a spoon, and a knife. And he looked directly at me. Basically, I was telling him what I knew, and he was telling me what I had to do. Amen? Amen. Folks, you know the people are in the center of the will of God. When challenges face us, then people just stand up and do what God has called them to do. When people step up and say, Pastor, what can I do? What can I do to help that family? What can I do to be a blessing to someone who is going through a challenge? People who are wanting to do, to do. I don't know why God has put us all together like He has. I have absolutely no idea. But I tell you one thing. I am thankful every day for the people that God has brought into my life. And I hope that you consider the folks within this church, in this extended church. I mean, we got folks from different churches visiting with us here today, and praise God for them. We have concerts on a Friday night. This church is filled up with probably 75% of people from different churches. And they all walk in and they go, how you doing, Pastor? A couple months they'll be saying, yo, you're looking slim, Pastor. I walk by faith, not by sight. And I tell you, there's no greater joy than gathering in God's house, opening His Word, and having the truth that we find, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and having it resonate within your soul in a way that you're able to share the love of God with others. What a joy. What a joy. I don't know what any plans are yet, and we'll find out things this afternoon. We'll give you a little update on stuff, and we'll encourage you to, if you can attend, if you can share the love, to try to do that. But I believe that to walk into God's house the day after you said goodbye to a wonderful man that God has placed in your life for that many years, I think that takes courage. Amen. To speak before a congregation and thank that congregation for prayer, for the support, I believe that takes courage. But I also know, without a shadow of a doubt, that courage comes from Christ within you and within me and within each one who calls upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we gathered in Your house. We've been blessed today, God. We know we've had news and we've had difficulties and we've had challenges, but Heavenly Father, You've seen us through each one, and we thank You for that, God. We thank You for the joy of the Lord that we felt demonstrated in Your house today, God. We thank You for each one that took part in the service, all the musicians, the singers, God. those that just simply brought a smile to our face and joy to our hearts. God, we thank you for that. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with each one of the prayer requests that were mentioned earlier, especially those unspoken, and especially to the families that simply need love today, that simply need love. So God, give us safe traveling mercies as we go our separate ways, and allow us to just spread the joy of the Lord wherever we go. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Stand to your feet if you're able.